Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, it's time once again for that cattle on feed report. And we do have some pre-report estimates, have on feed and placements a little lower. Marketing's a little higher. How did we end up on this day?
The bottom line, neutral cattle on feed report will have no effect on the markets come Monday. We saw on feed in March 97%. They was looking for 96.8%. Placements in February, 99%. The trade was looking for 98%, so 1% higher. Marketings in February, 102%. The trade was looking for 101.9%. Now, we look at the on-feed. It's the lowest March on-feed in 7 years. Right in line with what the trade was looking for, no surprise there. It's 6% below both the 3- and 5-year average. Nebraska saw a 1% increase in on-feed. Kansas was down 3%. Texas down 6%. Iowa saw the largest increase, up 15% on feed. Placements, they were the fourth month in a row that we have seen them below year-ago levels, but that will probably be the last month as we'll start seeing more increases going into the springtime. We saw this come in a little bit over 1% below the 3-year average and 2% above the 5-year average on these placements. Now, the weight breakdown saw under 600-pound category unchanged from a year ago, 600 to 699-pound category down 5% from a year ago, 700 to 799 pounders, 3.3% down from a year ago, and 800 plus up 5.8% from a year ago. Nebraska saw an 18% increase on placements. Kansas was down 4%, and Texas down 15% versus a year ago. Iowa was up 11% on their placements. I should have said Iowa was down 11%. The marketing saw Kansas come in 11% better than a year ago. Nebraska was unchanged, and Texas down 2% on their marketings. There was no big surprises in this report, but keep these little factors in the back of your mind because this is going to probably have more an effect on the market than anything. As we can tell right now, we've yet to confirm cash trade in the Southern Plains yet, but it sounds like we could definitely see at least $96, a dollar higher than last week. Also, we saw April live cattle make new contract highs today at 98.70, June at 96.30, April feeders new contract high of 109.85, August feeders $112 contract high. During the month of March, April live cattle gained $6.77 as of today, and April feeder cattle had gained $7.35. We're looking at record open interest in live cattle. As of Thursday, it was over 355,000 contracts. Choice box beef is now trading at $156, and it is up over $18 in just the past 29 days. And all of this is yet a market very top-heavy, technically and fundamentally. But this cattle and feed report will really have no reflection on Monday morning.